released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
What's going on, ladies, gentlemen, babies of all ages, children of all ages, the ladies and the gentlemen of all ages? It's the We Identify podcast. This is your host, Tyler Drury, and we have a special edition tonight because we are interviewing Frank and Christina Sasso, the presidents of ahistorywithgod.org.
Wow, you hear that applause?
Yeah. Wow. Jasmine, she's also a special guest on today's episode. So I've got an interview, a few interview questions for you guys.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What do we owe the pleasure of appearing on your show to? Well, we owe it to you, actually.
It's the 12th episode.
Oh, today's episode 12.
Episode number 12.
Wow, you got a dozen.
Yep.
Wow. It's like eggs.
That's congratulations,
and it went by so
man.
Fast.
That's 12
it
weeks.
It feels like.
So wait, so 12 weeks ago, we said, hey, you want to do a show with us?
Yeah.
That was 12 weeks ago?
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like.
3 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow.
It feels like, yeah, like.
It feels like we just
like
were at
three,
the Studio B place.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like,
that's
crazy. Like 3 weeks ago.
It flew by quick. I'm still really grateful for the opportunity. And even now, I'm grateful for episode number 12.
Hey, man.
Because it's been, like, really hot stuff every single week.
Did the Duke of Yorkshire go back to England? Or
yeah, he's back in England now.
He's across the pond, as
yeah,
they say?
Yeah, he's across the pond.
Gotcha.
Before we continue, I just want to give you guys a heads up. If anyone wanted to attend the viewing or the funeral for my father, April 26th, 2018, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the viewing, and 11 a.m. is the service. It's going to be at 188 Pennington Avenue in Trenton, New Jersey. That's at First Antioch Church. Yeah, in case any of the listeners wanted to come and stop by. So we're going to get right into the interview now. The questions are pretty hardcore.
Oh, please.
Pretty hardcore. I don't know.
You can ask us anything you want. Because you're getting a little ready.
All right, question number one. When it comes to the atonement, did Christ die for all of us or just his people?
Oh, come on.
This is
you said hardcore questions.
Well, hold on. That is a hardcore question. I know some answer. People who think otherwise.
All right, say it again.
When it comes to the atonement. Here we go.
Yeah, when it comes to the atonement.
Did Christ die for all or just his people?
All.
Amen.
Next.
Prove Amen. It.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Back it up.
On page 206 of the Bible.
Well, doesn't it say in the one that everyone quotes?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world.
Amen.
He loved the world so much. You know what he did? He gave his only son.
Right.
Amen.
So that people might be saved. Might, meaning not maybe this will work, Jesus, maybe this won't work. His redemptive work works.
Amen.
The might part falls on the person whether or not they're going to receive that gift
right.
or not.
If they All
right.
say, I'll take it.
Right. So then if you're already one of his, you've already made that decision. So he did die for all. He got rid of sin. And here's the other thing. Whether you receive that or not, sin is still taken care of.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Sin has still been dealt with.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that's going to send you to hell is not acknowledging who already took care of sin. That's the only sin that sends you to hell.
Mm.
It's not God sending you there. It's yourself sending you there.
Your choice.
Right.
Woo. All right. Next question.
How dare you? All right, you're next, babe.
What
we'll go,
next
we'll,
question?
We'll go back and forth.
We'll see. Let's see.
What is your stance on medical marijuana use or recreational use in the life of a believer, and why do you feel that way?
Personally, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me. I mean, I don't understand the whole attraction of it because I've never, not that I've never tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be totally honest. When I was a teenager, tried it, hated it. Really hated it. It turned me off. I'm like, I will never do that again. It just felt horrible. So I was done. But so I don't understand why people even do it, period. But the medical part, I know that it's supposed to relieve pain and so on. I believe that you're already healed. So as a Christian,
mm-hmm.
I think that you should seek that information and that knowledge and that revelation and understanding in the Word so you don't need any medication.
Amen.
You'll be healed to get what's already belongs to you, which is total and complete healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. However, that being said, if your faith or your walk isn't there yet, mm-hmm. I'm all for going to the doctor, getting the medication that's prescribed to you to get you to the point so that you can get to the point where you're healed.
Amen.
So I'm okay with that. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, that answers the question.
I'm okay with legalizing it. I mean, why not tax it?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Make more money.
Tax drugs, put your drug dealers out of business.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now, flip side of that, mm-hmm. what is your view on drinking?
Like well, having a I'm beer all for the cocktail.
Nice.
I love a cocktail. I love wine.
Wine.
I mean, love in the sense of I enjoy
right.
A glass of wine. I think anything, including food, taken to extreme levels is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Jesus drank wine. He changed water into wine.
He sure did.
And
sure
it was
did.
The best one they had.
Yeah.
So,
it wasn't just really good grape juice.
No,
it was wine.
It was fermented
right.
drink. I'm okay with it as long as, again,
moderation.
Yeah, you're not drinking out of a long thing and swallowing a whole case of
sure.
beer. Yeah. Like, you know how kids do these
yeah. yeah, what is that?
Like,
I mean, exactly. That's
like
ridiculous.
They drink so that they
chugging.
Literally get sick.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't understand any of that. But
yeah.
to sit and have a conversation. Like, one of my ideas of a perfect day is to sit in some beautiful location with a group of people that I enjoy, that we could have a wonderful conversation
nice.
About what God's doing, and there's food on the table. I actually believe that's what heaven's going to be like.
Absolutely.
There's
yeah.
wine, and there's food, and we're just, the food is just an enhancement of the experience.
Mm.
It's not that we're all there, like, how much can we eat? It just makes the experience so much better. It's a beautiful surrounding, it's beautiful food, it's beautiful wine, and beautiful company and conversation. I think that's my
pretty
perfect
much
like
day. The picture.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with alcohol. Like, if you say, let's go drinking,
yeah.
then that's like, oh,
yeah,
it's
right.
is that the purpose of the night?
Right, right, yeah. That's
yeah. I like
much.
A cognac, two yeah. ice cubes, a double Corona cigar, and I'm set.
And you're
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy that.
And not more than that. Like, that's it. Like,
that's all I can, yeah. That's
all you can handle.
Yeah. Well, the water, the ice then waters it down. Yeah.
yeah.
It's not a full glass. It's just a little inch.
One of my favorite drinks is, Jasmine makes really good hot chocolate, and then she adds rum chata to it.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Really, really good.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, here's a question that a lot of believers have, and it's about money.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for a believer to be super rich? And if yes or no, why? And back it up with scripture.
Yes. And I can say, as far as backing up a scripture, one out of every six verses in the Bible talks about money, number one. Number two, if Jesus was poor, Jesus
right.
wasn't poor because Jesus had a treasurer.
Amen.
How many broke people do you know have a treasurer following them around? Okay?
I just opened the Bible to any page.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't plan it. I just said, I'm going to just flip it open. All right? So mm-hmm. just to tell you that prosperity is all over the place. This is in Isaiah 61:5. Aliens will shepherd your flocks, foreigners will work your fields and vineyards, and you will be called priests of the Lord, and you will be named ministers of God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast.
Amen.
Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion.
Double
Instead
portion.
Of disgrace,
Amen.
They will rejoice in their inheritance, and so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. And then I said, okay, that maybe that was a fluke. So let me flip over here to Matthew 2:9. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
Mm.
That's
nice.
Interesting. I swear, I just opened the book. And
that's
was,
awesome.
Yeah, so it's all over the word.
So the answer is yes.
that was a short answer.
God doesn't want you wealthy. God needs you to be filthy rich.
Yes,
Amen.
He does. Right.
That was very matter of fact.
Yeah.
So
you knew what you were doing with these questions.
Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
Oh, these are gonna be hard, brother Frank. He tells me these are gonna be a hard question. Okay.
Now
right,
this is
we
one
identify,
we just talked about a few moments ago, but Why doesn't healing always manifest physically when we lay hands on the sick?
We are already healed. Mm-hmm. Just lead with that. Jesus took the 39 stripes and paid for our health and wellness. We live in a fallen world, so, you know, the devil will attack us with sickness or disease or whatever. In the word, it says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. We have to understand that that's one of our benefits, to be healed. That's one of our promises that we can actually grab a hold of. And we have to believe it and have faith in it. And that doesn't come overnight. It comes by reading the word, by practicing it. When you get a headache, to proclaim you're healed and try and get rid of that headache through practicing the word rather than taking medication. I'm not saying it's an easy thing, but it's like going to the gym. You want to go to the gym, you want to get healthy, you want to maybe lose weight. So you go to the gym once and you don't see results.
Right.
Because you need to keep going. You need to start training your fleshy mind, your soulish area, in the spiritual reality, not the natural reality.
Amen.
Which is always not really reality. It's the spirit that's real. And the spirit is, you are already manifested healing. But again, that takes practice. It Amen. Takes getting into the word and reading those healing scriptures and listening to healing testimonies and listening to preachers talk about health and the benefits and so on and so on. So it's a journey. It's not like something that always, not saying that it can't.
Right.
That it can't be just like, boom, immediate. But there's both. It's like sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes it takes standing and standing and standing and believing and watching what you say.
Yeah.
Don't curse yourself mm-hmm. with your mouth.
Right.
So even though you might feel not healed, you're still proclaiming what's true. I am healed.
Amen.
Until you see it in the natural.
I have a testimony about that.
Oh, cool.
It was back maybe 3 years ago. I had a really bad wisdom tooth problem. My tooth was growing to the side on the inside of my cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like super painful. And I would always just, I'm standing on God's word. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Healed in Jesus' name. Because I refuse to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening. Like, it's just not going to happen. So there was this event at the church I was attending at the time. And this guy, he came over to me. I told him what my problem was. He started rubbing my face, and he started slapping it. And I'm like, okay, what's this guy got going on here? And then there was this pop in the middle of one of the slaps, and there was a little blood, but my tooth popped back into place while he was praying for me and slapping me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a testimony, I guess you could say, of, not I guess you could say, you definitely could say, of just standing on God's word and then waiting for it to happen. I still think it could have happened without the slaps.
But you don't know.
Yeah.
So you got to smack him.
Yeah. Right.
Just for the fun of it.
Right. So you know, then you have to keep standing.
Yeah, like, totally.
The devil will tell you everything and throw everything at you to get you to just agree with him.
Yeah,
right.
Don't agree with him.
Amen.
I don't care what it looks like. Don't agree. Start that now when you're healthy and feeling good. Don't try and get it working when you've gotten a bad report. Because now it's like playing catch up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to do and learn it along the way. So then when the attack comes, you're like, oh, no.
Amen.
Sorry, you cannot touch me with that. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
That's been the 12th episode of the We Identify podcast.
Wait, those are the questions?
Those are the questions.
Yay. Yay. No, you really sold this. Like, man, we better be red. We better be ready to go because Tyler's coming with these questions. And, you know, heaven help you if you're not prepared.
I think the questions were hardcore. Like, I think that those are really good questions. And I think your listeners are going to appreciate you
That's
pulling
great.
Those questions out.
Amen. Does anyone have anything else to...
He's looking what have you learned? What have you learned in about podcasting for the past...
Like, what are you
getting out of it?
Yeah.
It was really a big blessing when the lady wrote in. Because that gave confirmation, like, oh, yeah, I'm hearing from you pretty well. And I'm just learning how to, I guess you could say, be more expressive. Yeah, because I have to express myself for, like, be really extroverted. I'm naturally an introverted person.
Really?
So, yeah. You wouldn't believe. Be able to tell, though. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it teaches me how to... I've been learning how to express myself more and just talking to people and learning how to preach. Mm-hmm. This is a great platform for mm-hmm. that, which is why I say it all the time. This is, like, the best news I've gotten to start this podcast since, like, sliced bread. And I didn't even get the news about sliced bread.
You didn't get
so,
that memo?
No, I didn't get that. But this has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. Another I've been one. Your host, Tyler Drury, Frank Sasso, and Christina Sasso. Why don't you guys sign us out here?
He has another podcast coming up next week. So until that time, mm-hmm. remember, we love you. God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.